The structure of the atom. Throughout this chapter, we will assume that the reader has completed a course in general chemistry, including the material covered in Barron's College Review Series Chemistry by Neil Jesperson, so that only a brief overview of atomic structure is given. Each element has an atomic number, which is the number of protons in the nucleus, or the number of electrons around the nucleus. The atomic number of carbon is 6. The same element can exist as different isotopes arising from different numbers of neutrons in the nucleus. Carbon has 3 important isotopes, carbon-12, present in approximately 99% natural abundance, with 6 neutrons and 6 protons in the nucleus, carbon-13, present in 1.1% natural abundance, and radioactive carbon-14, which has a half-life of 5,730 years. The atomic mass of carbon, taking the isotopic abundances into account, is 12.011. The atomic mass of carbon-12 isotope is the reference for all the elements and is defined as 12. Most of organic chemistry ultimately comes down to the action of the electromagnetic force. This is the force that causes the charges, positive-positive or negative-negative, to repel one another, and unlike charges, negative-positive, to attract one another. Quantum mechanics was triumphantly able to explain why electrons and atoms do not spiral into the nucleus under the influence of electromagnetic force. Nevertheless, simple, classical physics concepts of the electromagnetic force explain the basics of how atoms and molecules are held together. Electron energy levels in atoms. Quantum mechanics limits the positions of electrons and atoms to certain quantized positions, termed principal energy levels, around the nucleus. The first level holds no more than 2 electrons, the second level holds no more than 8 electrons, and the third level holds up to 18. The maximum number of electrons a level can hold is found using the formula 2n squared, where n is the principal quantum number. Electrons in the first principal energy level are, on average, very close to the positively charged nucleus and are thus in a most stable environment. It takes a great deal of energy to move an electron in the first level to a higher level, and if an electron drops from a higher level into a vacant spot in the first level, the energy is released in the form of X-rays. Within each principal energy level are sublevels. These sublevels are called orbitals. An orbital is the region in space where there is a certain probability of finding an electron. Each individual orbital can hold no more than 2 electrons. The first principal energy level contains just 1 orbital, the 1s orbital. This orbital, like all orbitals in the S family, has spherical symmetry. An electron in this orbital in the hydrogen atom has the highest probability of being found 53 pm from the nucleus. However, there is a lesser probability of finding an electron 50 or 60 picometers from the nucleus. A diagram of an orbital sometimes tries to represent an electron probability distribution by showing the orbital as a shaded cloud, with the density of shading meant to represent the probability of finding an electron at a given spot. More often, orbitals are shown as boundary surfaces where the surface encloses a 90% or 95% probability of finding the electron within this boundary. Second row elements like carbon have 4 orbitals containing up to 8 electrons, a 2s orbital and 3 2p orbitals, the 2px, 2py, and 2pz orbitals. Orbitals in the second principal energy level have 1 node, which is a region of space where the probability of finding an electron is 0. For the 2s orbital, a node is a spherical shell, while for the p orbitals, the node is a plane, which includes the nucleus termed the nodal plane. Electrons in the s orbitals have a greater probability of being found near the nucleus than electrons in the p orbital, making the 2s electrons lower in energy than the 2p orbitals. Electrons have a property called spin that can take the values plus 1/2 or minus 1/2. According to the Pauli exclusion principle, two electrons can occupy the same orbital only if they have opposite spins. Electrons with opposite spins are said to be paired and are usually written as arrows. The ground state distribution of electrons and atoms can be summarized by the ground state electron configuration, which lists the orbitals that are filled or partially filled. Helium has the configuration 1s squared, where the superscript indicates that the number of electrons in the orbital. Carbon's electron configuration is 1s2, 2s2, 2px1, 2py1. The 3p orbitals are equal in energy. The technical term is degenerate. And it is arbitrary which p orbitals are filled and which are empty. However, Hund's rule states that for the degenerate orbitals, electrons enter the orbitals singly before they pair up. To give a second example, in fluorine, the 9 electrons give the configuration 1s2, 2s2, 2p2, 2px2, 2py2, 2pz1. Only the outermost electrons for second row elements, the 2s and 2p electrons, are involved in bonding. These electrons are the element's valence electrons. Carbon has 4 valence electrons and fluorine has 7. Covalent bonding and multiple bonds. The electron pair bond. More than 95 years ago, the American chemist Gilbert Newton Lewis first proposed that atoms form stable bonds by sharing 2 electrons. These covalent bonds with a shared electron pair continue to be formed by an atom until it attains the closed shell electron configuration of a noble gas. Lewis structures are molecular structures in which the valence electrons are represented by dots and bonds in molecules are represented by pairs of dots. It is easy to make an electrostatic argument for the formation of molecules and from atoms. In a molecule, the electron pairs are close to 2 positively charged nuclei, instead of just 1 as in the atom. A number of atoms have some electrons paired in their ground state electron configuration. Nitrogen and oxygen, for example. These electron pairs are normally maintained when the atoms form compounds and are called lone pairs or non-bonding pairs. And I guess we'll cover the octet rule next time.